Unmarket Your Business, the podcast. Born out of the need to share strategies and techniques that really work to market your business. Think yellow page ads and cold calls are your only choices? That's so last century. You're about to learn tested, tried and true marketing techniques you can apply and master. Ones that feel authentic instead of salesy. Strategies that are true to who you are and how you want to present yourself to your ideal clients. Let's join our host, Carol Joyce Dunlop, in the studio now and allow business success to move forward.
Hi, everyone. How you doing? This is Carol J. Dunlop, your hostess with the mostest. I'm here again with another great, awesome episode. I have one of my very favorite people here that we're going to be talking about some big things she's got going on. So I wanted to welcome you to this podcast episode. I'm Carol J. Dunlop, the online wow strategist and Amazon number one international best-selling author. I love saying that, for my book, Unmarket Your Business. So we got a lot going on and we got a lot to actually get through. So we're just going to actually jump into this. No fluff, just real information, real, you know, right down to it. So Lagenia, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yay! Hey, Lagenia, thank you so much for joining me today.
thank you for having me. It's an honor.
Well, it is always a pleasure to have you on because you always come stacked with some good information to share with us, and we always walk away blessed and highly favored and energized. That's what I have to say.
That's what I'm talking about.
I know that's right. So I know you got a lot going on, and I wanted to say this. I've said this before, but I am so proud of you. Now, those of you who don't know, or if you've been under a rock or something, or you're new, Lagenia is a longtime client of mine. I think we've been working together for about a little over three years now.
Yes.
And I have seen her just flourish and grow and change and bring new things and just fearlessly go forth and prosper with her the Game Changer program and the Royal Gala. And now she's got a new book coming out and she's got a tour. And, you know, I just sit back like just proud mama coach, just watching you. And it's just amazing the things you are doing. And you're still sane. Ooh, because you know how it gets. You know how it gets. Oh my goodness. So Lagenia, let's start out. Why don't you share a little bit about you and your background, what you do, so that if people don't know you, they can get to know you starting right now.
You're listening to the Unmarket Your Business podcast.
Thank you, Cal. Truly, you are my Unmarket Your Business strategist, and I am a very proud member of your new inner circle, Unmarket Your Business. And you know what? When I look back over the 3 years that we have partnered together, it has been an amazing journey. So as I continue to master my game and to really, you know, zero in on empowering women and queens to put on their crowns and to lead a life of purpose, a life of fulfillment, a life of joy, I think back to the downloads and the diamonds that you dropped into my business and into my business plan to map out this journey and where we are today. So I'm super excited. My passion is higher than ever before because we're blazing trails. We're making a difference. We're making an impact as a transformation life coach, a breakthrough strategist, and we are ready to do a new thing in 2019 in the second quarter. Yes.
Yes, you are doing a new thing. And I remember we talked about that, I want to say, last year after the gala last year, and we were able to, you know, like get back home after the end of September and breathe a little bit. It was fantastical. It was just awesome just seeing that ball, seeing all those people and how they were like really into what you were doing and you have a loyal following. But I know I got back home and I was like, I have to talk with Lagenia about expanding this because you just didn't even get to do, 30 to 40% of the stuff you were going to do. And I didn't even know about it. I mean, nobody knew things were missing or didn't get done, but I was like, we've got to make room for this. You've got to expand it. And you did. You know, stepped out on the tightrope, trembling just a little bit, but you did it. And boom, now we've got this whole weekend experience going. I'm just so excited for this. It's just going to be awesome, I think.
Yes, thank you so much. You really spoke life into me after the 2018 Game Changer Gala, where I honored 8 amazing women for changing the game. They were graduates of my 12-week life coaching program. And when you spoke life and spoke those nuggets and dropped those diamonds, I had a great aha moment. I realized the reason why we did not get to do everything during the 5-hour gala is because we needed a weekend gala. And so this year in 2019, we're actually having a VIP, an ultra VIP all white diamond weekend in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, recognizing once again the 2019 game changers and those who have completed the 12-week life coaching intensive. But I guess the dynamic piece that we're really proud of is that we took the vision from a 4 to 5 hour red carpet, black tie gala in one day to a 3-day red carpet, black tie, white diamond ball. I mean, when you talk about stepping out in faith, when you talk about taking a leap of faith, right. I tell you, even this vision has me shaking in my boots. And one of the things I know and I've learned through the journey is that if the vision is not big enough, if it doesn't cause you some discomfort, or if it doesn't cause you to stretch, enlarge, and expand, then it's not a God-given vision. It's something that you can do. So we're about to, you know, take it to a whole nother dimension, not just a level, but a whole new dimension in 2019. And thank you for just being there for me and continue to support what we're doing here in our Game Changer program.
Well, it's really my pleasure to see that. I want to ask you something. How does it feel to even see this vision start to come true? Describe for us as we're listening, because I know there's some people out there right now that are listening. They're like, I'm scared to do this. I'm scared to do that. You and I were talking about, you know, I've got my live stream series going on now and how people are like, oh, I'm afraid to push that button. But how does this feel, stepping out on faith and stepping out into this greatness?
Wow. It's transformational. And I'm so blown away because I pitch myself as being a transformation life coach, but you know, you have to first experience the thing that you're teaching, the thing that you are training, the thing that you are imparting. And so what's mind-boggling for me is that in 2019, I'm changing my own game. So this is beyond anything that I could think or even imagine, because how do you do 4 hours into a 3-day event? It's called transformation. It's called game changer. Okay. And I'm in awe. I'm just in awe because I know that where God gives you a vision, He also gives you the provision. And so as I continue to move forward by faith, the pieces are coming into place. The people are coming on board. The resources are beginning to show up. So it's truly another step of faith, another leap of faith. And so I get a chance to look in the mirror at myself and ask myself, are you really living up to your name as a trailblazer? Ooh, are you really a game changer? Are you really transforming lives, but first beginning with yourself? Right. And so that's what 2019 represents for me. After doing 10 years of ministry through Divine Diamonds Ministry, I get a chance to sit back and say, what have you done? How do you like yourself now in 2019? Have you stepped up? Is there more you can do? Is there more people you can serve? And so I found the solution to my own questions.
Wow. That's empowering.
Yes.
You know, I was going to ask you about equipping and empowering, but I mean, I really think you just answered that because that's empowering. You stepped out on faith. You're looking forward because when you and I first even talked about this thing just a couple months ago, you were like, I don't even know, like you said, how am I going to turn a 4 to 5 hour thing into a 3-day event? And I didn't know how you're going to do it either, but I knew that it had to be done. It just, because in order for the people to absorb and accept and learn and grow as they needed to within your leadership, under your leadership, they needed time. They needed time set aside to do this, time set aside to do that, to learn, to grow, to develop, and to enjoy. And you just couldn't do it all in that time. I mean, even from the time we were getting on the red carpet, I missed the red carpet because we were driving in from another event that was up in the Poconos. And then you weren't even able to get on the red carpet like you wanted to. So I just can't imagine how this thing is going to go this time and how, I mean, it's still going to be hectic. Events are always hectic. They're always crazy. They're always like, wow. But then at the end, when you look back, because the pictures, when you look back at the pictures now, all the things that you did, all the stuff that was accomplished, it's like, wow. It's truly, truly, truly amazing because it was everything and a bag of chips, as we used to say.
it was out of the box. It was, it was, you know, unfiltered. It was unmarketed. It was fresh. Right. It was exciting. And, you know, in order to overcome our fears and our hesitation and our self-doubt, you know, we really have to be willing to step out of the box and step out of our comfort zone. I mean, life is going to happen and shift happens. Right. But at the end of the day, will you try? Will you put forth the effort? And that's what transformation is all about. You know, are you willing to take a step of faith? Are you willing to try something different? You know, are you willing to take a calculated risk? Okay, so we have to challenge ourselves to continue to grow and to experience the abundant life that's truly our inheritance. So I'm excited. I'm elated that, you know, the shift has come in such an accelerated path this year with, you know, we have a new book that we're launching. Oh my God.
Yes,
who would have thought?
I know. And I don't even know how you got that book started and completed within all of that. Cause I just remember you were saying, I'm working on a book. And then next thing I know, the book is done. I'm like, wait a minute. Where did that come from? So tell us about this book and how it came about and how it's going to help your people to do even more.
Oh, yes. The name of the book is Game Changer, Why Not You? And the tagline is 5 Transformational C's of Becoming a Game Changer. So through this journey of 4 years plus of coaching women to break through and to change the game, oftentimes they start out believing that they are not game changers, that they cannot become a game changer. It's not in their DNA. Right. It's not possible. And so these 5 powerful C's, 1, commitment, 2, clarity, 3, courage, 4, confidence, and the 5th, call to action, sums up the total process, how to move forward in your brilliance as a game changer. And I want to add a special thank you and shout out to Cal for endorsing this book. This is a published book that's coming out very soon in April. And I'm telling you, you were like a midwife, even though you didn't know it, Cal.
Oh, really?
To help me, yes. Because, you know, you being this savvy, unmarking your business strategist, you don't take any excuses. You're like, come on, let's go. You ready? Let's rock and roll. Okay. Oh, all right. You need a break? All right. I'll give you 5 minutes, but let's get to it. And you take us to the next level, shaking in our boots. Okay, I remember when I first did my first live video with you, and you literally had to search for me and find me. I think I was locked up in the bathroom saying, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? And now I'm in my comfort zone. It's like I own the TV. I own the broadcast, okay, when I'm on live. It's like it's just me and God. Okay, so how can I fail?
Amen. Amen. I'm so glad you said that. Because, you know, you and I were talking before we got on about going live and how people have, which is why I did this series, this 5-day series that's just finishing up today. And just to tell people, like, you need to be going live. I mean, Lugenia, tell me, share with us how different it is from when you first started and you were shaking in your boots to now, and how has that helped your business grow?
Oh, my goodness. I have met people beyond my reach. Because when you are live, you are speaking directly to those you know and those you don't know and those who will watch the replay. So it's like you have the opportunity. You have an open window to step in and to visit someone that you've never met. And as a result of the live broadcast, I have gained new clients as far west to California. So I'm on the East Coast here in Philadelphia, okay? And I have clients in Canada, okay? Right. And up and down the Northeast, Southeast corridor, not to mention even a few in between from the Midwest and the Southwest. So live makes the difference. It is one of the most creative, fast-moving tracks that you can position yourself on for accelerated results. It's nothing faster. It's nothing greater.
You know, that right there is a total testimonial for doing lives. I mean, that just summed up everything that I did for these last 5 days for everyone. And it was so funny that I had people who I had casually talked to, and they told me, and I've followed these people for years, and they're into social media. They're into marketing. They know what to do. And they're like, I'm scared to death to do it live. I'm like, really? Really? Seriously? So come on over to my thing and let's get it rolling. I have seen so much energy. I mean, I think that God put it on my heart to do. And being obedient, I just got up and did it. I didn't even know. I mean, I was telling you about some of the issues that we had with technology, but those are going to come. Because I remember telling one of the people, she was like, that's why I don't do it. I was like, well, you don't know what you're going to get when you have a kid, marry somebody, or get a pet either, but you still do it. You know, you don't stop. You just still do it. And you take what comes and you make it work. And Lugenia, you have done that. Because like you said, when I had to come get you kind of virtually out of the bathroom or wherever you were, and I was calling and I was like, you ready? We ready to go? Because I had already got my makeup. Everything was ready. The set was, I was like, I just need Lugenia and you need to come on. And you came on there. And if anyone could see that first broadcast, it was amazing and awesome and blessed, because the power of God definitely came in while you were teaching there. And I could feel the spirit inside me. It was amazing. And I was like, look, you didn't even have anything to worry about because God had you that whole time. It was awesome.
It was awesome. And you know what? I'm looking forward to meeting you this upcoming Thursday, April the 5th, in Atlanta, Georgia, in your hometown. I can't wait to hug you and love on you. You have been like the sister friend who's always there, even though we're miles apart. You are there as a support. You are there as a sister friend. You are there as the baddest digital marketing person in the universe. Okay. Thursday, I'm stepping off the plane into Atlanta, and I look forward to seeing you at our tour launch on Friday, April the 5th, at the Art International Ministry in Atlanta.
And this is a first. I mean, not really a first, because you've gone on tour before, but you're going on tour with your book. So you're not just going to Atlanta. Where else are you going? What else are you up to?
Yes. In April, we're launching in Atlanta, Master Your Game and new book launch. And then in June, Orlando. Oh, I'm so excited about that. And then we loop back around to my hometown, the city of brotherly love and sisterly affection, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, for our Ultra VIP White Diamond Ball. So it's a three-city tour stop with the book, with a gala ball at the end in September. So this is going to be a super, super duper amazing, out of the box, unmarket, okay, adventure for 2019. Yeah.
I love how you put that together, because, you know, I was contemplating putting a tour together, started it, and then I just realized, okay, it's not the right time. You know, God just said it's not the right time, so I put it on the back burner. But I love how you structured it. You're doing three stops. It's coming full circle, and the last stop is going to be with you doing the ball, this big, huge thing you're doing, this big, amazing, you know, thing. And you've got, and then this year, with the Game Changers, you had your first male man that signed up as a king.
Woo-wee, our first king, yes!
I know, not just queens, but got a king in there too. And he was just saying some great stuff about what was going on. Everybody's all excited, and it's just amazing. It's amazing. Isn't it amazing when you just let God lead? You just tell God, like, God, I want to do this. And then you don't have to worry too much about it. You just have to be ready, because he's going to give it to you. And then you just start just moving one foot in front of the other, and things just start to play out as they need to play out.
Absolutely. I think that there are two key words, double A's, action and accountability.
Oh, yes.
You know, if you are willing to take the action and be accountable to a coach, to a strategist, this is going to, you know, really catapult you to a whole new level, to a whole new dimension. And so when you have a coach or a consultant or a friend or a business owner or a business partner, a mother, a mentor, someone who can speak the next level into your life, you know, and you're willing to take the action, you're willing to be activated, you're willing to do it scared, you're really taking a step of faith, and that pleases God. And so God is then obligated to bring it to pass. Does that make sense?
It does. It does. And I totally second that, because I just, something really, really awesome happened this week. Two new clients signed on with me to coach them. And you know, Lugenia, I've told you, I'm not a coach. I've said that, you know, I'm a strategist or whatever, but God said, yes, you are a coach. And one of the ladies told me, she said she had been watching me, and she said, I see what you're doing out there, and I like what I see, and I want to work with you. And I was just really humbled by that, you know. And then you come on and say this. So you never know who's watching you and what God is doing for you. And you have to be ready for the good and the bad, the ups and the downs, whatever, and take on that assignment that God has given to you. And just like Moses, you know, Moses, he was very reluctant. He was scared. He was like, oh, you know, am I the right one? Believe me, I'm saying all those things, but I do know down deep inside, not too deep, kind of surface level too, that I am the one. And I've prayed for these things. I've prayed for your success. And, you know, you and I have had several prayer sessions on both sides, helping each other, encouraging each other, and just, you know, watching you grow and do these things and being so confident in what you do. It gives me chills sometimes just to see you out there. And I'm thankful that I can say that you're my client, you're my colleague, you're my friend, you know, you're my confidant, is someone I can turn to, and I do trust your judgment. And sometimes I just need a good word, and it's good to be able to, I think, turn to a person and say, I need a good word, and they can turn around and give it to you. And you're like, okay, I'm good, you know?
Yes. You said something very powerful a few seconds ago, that the lady said that she saw you, your client, she was looking at you, you were seen, and she liked what she saw. And that speaks to one of my C's and my closing point, clarity, getting crystal clear, diamond clear about your vision, about your passion, about your purpose. Because when you are clear, then you're able to paint a very clear picture for others to see. And when they can see, they can believe believe. And when they believe, they're going to take the actions to achieve. And so as you position yourself, people take the action with you because you're clear. And they're saying, oh, now I can see clearly. Right. So clarity is everything. And when you take clarity plus confidence and courage, and the other C's that I talk about, then you begin to change the game. And that's what my new book is all about. Thank you again for being a part of my journey of becoming Diamond Clear and stepping out on the next dimension of my billions. And for that, I say thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. And, you know, in within that, you have to be clear about what it is that you want and where it is that you want to go. So not only does the person who you are kind of entrusting yourself with have clarity, you have to have some clarity too, because you have to know when you see it. And I don't want to say it's like a devil in a blue dress or whatever, you know, but those, you know, those false apostles that are out there, and they're everywhere. They're telling you quick fix, get rich quick, do this, and you'll never have to do that anymore. And they're, you know, showering you with all these rose colored glasses. And when you take them off, you're like, wow, this isn't even what I signed up for. So you do have to be, you know, not only does a coach have to be clear and be able to lead, the person who's looking to follow you has to be clear of what they want. Even if they're confused in how to do it, they've got to be clear in what they want so that they can know, yes, you're the right person for me. Yes, you can lead me to that. And now I think that you are so clear in your mission. You really always have been. It's just the getting there part, like the how-to was kind of tripping you up. And once you got to, because once you get an idea, it's like gone. It's like boom, 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 boom. I'm doing this, I'm doing that. Okay, now I'm doing that. I'm like, okay. Sometimes I just have to hold on, like, okay, here we go. But, you know, it's just your ride and your journey is amazing and has been amazing and will continue to be amazing. Because I remember, what was it? I think it was the end of 17, the beginning of 2018. You were so burdened down by so many of your family and friends leaving this earth. Yeah. And it was just crazy. I don't even know how you got through it. It was just like every other day something was going on, but you held fast, you held strong. And I really think that has to be part of your faith. And you've helped me with that part, that faith, because my faith has always been strong, always, from my mama, got it from my mama. But you know, sometimes you just need people to just nudge you a little bit, kick you a little bit, hug you a little bit, kiss you a little bit, and maybe slap you a couple times so you can get yourself together. Some real good, the real love. You know, you need all of that. It's not, you know, it's the truth. And I think you're there. And it's evidenced by the people that come out of your tribe. The people who are coming, like Harriet, and some of the others who are coming out, they're coming out stronger, you know. Because I know Harriet recently, she was on that whole five day live stream series. She was like, Carol, I'm gonna get this, and I'm gonna do this, because she has an amazing product out there. Soap and body butter stuff. I mean, that stuff is the bomb.
Yeah.
So she's going to bring that out. She's coming out of your tribe. You got another one, another lady. I don't remember her name right now. The nonprofit thing, after she finished your first game changer thing, and she went on to do all kind of stuff with nonprofits and stuff. So, I mean, you're really birthing some game changers yourself now.
Thank you. Yes, serious. I'm so godly proud. Yes.
Yes, definitely. I've enjoyed talking with you and getting everybody, you know, an update, because you've been on you're a friend of the show. You've been on the show before. So we come down to the last few minutes. Do you have something special to share with our listeners so that they can get to know you a little bit better, find out where you are, or what you got going on there?
You're listening to the Unmarket Your Business podcast.
Yes. I do have an upcoming masterclass in May. It's a virtual masterclass. And when you sign up for the masterclass, you can also get a signed copy of my new book, Game Changer,
Ooh, awesome.
Why Not You? And so I'm excited to say that this masterclass, which is called Making Boss Moves as a Game Changer,
Ooh,
will continue
I like
you
that.
On your transformation journey. So meet me in Atlanta on Thursday, April 5th, or if not, then the masterclass is rolling out May the 18th, and you can go to my website, trailblazingtransformation.com, to stay updated and to get all of the goodies and all of the empowerment tools that we're rolling out in 2019.
Oh, I love that. And I love that little thing that you're doing about giving me the autographed copy of the book. I wonder where you got that from.
Cal J. Dunlop, the savvy unmarket your business strategist.
Oh, thank you so much. Because that's what you got to do. You got to give people stuff and let them sample you and figure out, you know, if they like you and stuff. And then you give them more and more and more, and you just pour into them. As God has blessed you to be able to pour into people, you just pour into them more and more. And then they're able to, in turn, pour into others and make things just wonderful. I love that. I really, really love that.
So, Thank you, Cal.
You're quite welcome. Do you have any final words that you'd like to say, any final tips or information for the people before I let you get out of here?
Yes, yes. I just want to say that, you know, changing the game is a very intricate, engaging journey, and it continues. And so if you're ready to launch out today, let's make it happen. Let's connect. If you're ready to go to the next level, we can do that as well. We can coach and we can impart and we can train and mentor so that your brilliance is released on a whole nother level. And then finally, if you know that you are a game changer and you're ready to master your game, join us at one of our tour stops, Master Your Game. Pick up a copy of our new book and let's make it happen.
Yes, definitely. So everybody, please go to trailblazingtransformations.com. You will get all the information about the masterclass, the book, everything that LaGenia is up to, and become a part of her tribe, because she's got some amazing stuff going on and she's always got some new things that she's putting out there in her lives. Oh, and the group that you got going on. You can get to the group from the website too. So anything that you want, because the group is amazing. I remember you started that just, 2 years ago, wasn't it?
Just the, 2 years ago. Power Up, Prosper Now. Yes.
And they are powering up and prospering, I'm telling you, because it's always much stuff going on. I love when you have like the Daniel fast, when you have that going on and some other fasts.
Yes.
It's not just about taking care of the spiritual body. It's about taking care of the physical body. Because I always say that you have to be fully equipped with your full armor on you. And if you're not strong, you're going to get run over. And God don't want no weak soldiers. He wants strong
Come
soldiers.
On now.
You know, put
game
put the
changers.
Full armor. Yes, pull the full armor of the game changer on, and so you can do your stuff. LaGenia, thank you so much for coming on and sharing. It's always a pleasure when you come on. It's always lively, and I love the energy that you bring. So I look forward to seeing you on Friday. April 5th at the book tour. I can't wait, because it's going to be amazing. I know it is. So
yes,
everyone look out. Now follow LaGenia. You go to the website, then you can go and see where else she is, because I know she's going to be doing some lives. I'll probably be doing a live from it too. So you'll get to, if you can't get there physically, you'll be able to experience it anyway.
Absolutely. Yes.
Definitely. Well, thanks everyone for joining in. Thank you, LaGenia, for stopping by. It's going to be awesome. And I invite you to tune in again next time, and we'll have some more great information for you so you can unmarket your business. Thanks so much, and we'll see you again next time.
Thanks for listening. We truly appreciate it. For information about guests, products, or services that were mentioned in this episode, log on to our website at www.csicorporation.com/unmarketing. To learn more, get a glimpse of our upcoming schedule, and join the Unmarketing Nation of entrepreneurs who are using marketing techniques that work right now. Until next time, keep moving forward.